Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome and thank you for joining us. We are live. It is Sunday, the 23rd day of August 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. We're going to have wide open phones. Any news item, any issue, any story you want to cover, any question, any comment. The phones are now wide open at 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. And locally in Central Texas, 512-646-1776. Okay, where to start, where to begin? I have several large, very important stacks of news and information here. Number one, we have Rasmussen and other national scientific, highly respected polls showing that Obama now has this is staggering, 41% approval rating. The lowest previous to this was Jimmy Carter with a 46. 8 months into his administration, 8 months and 2 days, this is the lowest ever for any president. So the bigger they are, the harder they fall. People expected this guy to walk on water. They expected to have their houses paid for, their cars paid for, the wars to end, the warrantless wiretapping to end, the police state to end. And, of course, they're just getting more of it. Obama is their closer. He is meant to take all of the George Bush's policies and make them look trendy and progressive and basically repackage them. He's a great case point for a college advertising class in RTF of what advertising is. Take something that it isn't and repackage it and sell it as something that it isn't, where people buy into the idea of the fraud. But when you're losing your job, losing your house, losing your country, losing your future, all the slick teleprompters, all the Harvard lawyer-trained speech, all the fancy suits, it means nothing. Reality is beginning to set in on the propaganda of Barack H. Obama. So we're going to talk about that today. Also, more congressmen, more governors coming out saying they don't want martial law under the staged flu pandemic coming up in just a few months that the media has been hyping. And we keep seeing stories about Miami Dolphins getting it and baseball teams getting it, tailor-made to hype the fear. And then weeks later, it always comes out they didn't really have the dreaded swine flu. And remember, you've had less than 2,000 deaths worldwide, less than 200 here in the U.S., but the media is acting like it's the end of the world when your normal flu every year kills almost 500,000 people worldwide, 36,500, close to 37,000 people in the U.S. alone. What is going to happen when the regular flu season hits and tens of thousands die? If they've almost shut down our society under a level 6 pandemic global police state, under a few hundred people dying in the U.S., what is going to happen when tens of thousands die? That's why we continue to cover this. A lot of new big developments on that front as well. Also, of all people, Larry Flynt, who is very influential, has the 10th largest magazine in the world, has been a mainline Democrat his entire life, a mainline liberal. He's coming out saying both parties are controlled by the New World Order, by the Rothschilds, by the Rockefellers. The article he wrote is just unbelievable. And I happen to know, because I ran into one of the main editors at Hustler. He came to our event in 2006 in L.A., our 9/11 event that was on C-SPAN, that it's our material that's woken up Larry Flynt. And love him or hate him, it's a big deal to have Larry Flynt coming out and attacking Obama. So people are seeing through the left-right paradigm. If Larry Flynt can, then phony right-wingers can as well. We're going to cover that and the attacks on free speech. The Washington Post, Sydney Morning Herald, of all publications, defending our Joker contest. Stay with us. The illusion created by...
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are live. Thank you for joining us. It is the Sunday edition, 23rd day of August 2009. President Barack Obama has the lowest approval rating of any president in U.S. history 8 months into his administration. We're now 8 months and 2 days in. He has the lowest ever, and he's dropping faster and faster and faster and faster. He has a full 4 points under what Jimmy Carter, the previous title holder, had. This according to Rasmussen. Similar numbers out of Gallup, similar numbers out of Zogby. This guy is a political nightmare. He is a political implosion. Because the hype was just messianic. He was our Lord. He was our Savior. He was the one. He was like Jesus, the media said. He was going to save us. He was the world's president. It just went on and on. We cover it in my film, The Obama Deception. But here is the danger. He may be politically wounded, but he's extremely dangerous because the people controlling him know that when his agenda became public, his approval ratings would implode. That's what a week after he was elected, Vice President Biden, Vice President-elect, was out on the West Coast, and he was talking to their big, $500,000 donors, their biggest donors, in a closed-door meeting, but somebody recorded it on their iPhone, and we played the clip many times. He said, look, 6, 7, 8 months in, he's going to be hated because of our policies. He's going to be hated, but you've got to stick with us. You know, you're the insiders. Don't worry. You're going to get paid off with the taxpayer money. And we're going to have a crisis coming. So they're going to stage a crisis. And it could be a new war, as the RAND Corporation is calling for. It could be this bird flu, as the governors are saying and as congressmen are saying. From Congressman Brown to former Congressman Dick Armey are saying they may use this flu as a pretext to get his agenda through. I mean, when you've got the Governors Association writing letters saying we don't want martial law to the White House, when you've got major members of Congressman Ron Paul, Congressman Brown, and others, the good news is at least people are getting the game of stage crisis. You got Michael Savage on 400-and-something radio stations, third biggest show in the country, coming out every week and saying Obama's going to blow up buildings like Hitler did with the Reichstag to bring in martial law. I mean, this is exciting. In fact, I want to commend the so-called right wing in this country for finally waking up. The left woke up to Bush staging terror. Congress now has an 11% approval rating. It had gone up to about 20, depending on the poll, 19 to 22, depending on the poll. When Obama got elected, there was this fresh wave of euphoria, thinking that, okay, maybe things will change. But people figured out real quick, same scam, just a new, slicker version, reading off a teleprompter in a $5,000 suit, Harvard educated, you know, with the, sweet eyes you can believe. Those are lying eyes, though, ladies and gentlemen, like the Elvis song. Walks like an angel, talks like an angel, but is the devil in disguise. In fact, let's cue that up. I know we've got that. Let's play that sometime during the show today. She walks like an angel, talks like an angel, but I got wise. Oh, she's a devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are a devil in disguise. I'm sorry. I'm really putting shame to Elvis. He just had his anniversary of his death last week. Or was it 2 weeks ago? I forget. But I'm addicted to the Elvis channel on Sirius. I'm sorry. It's a problem I have. So we've got that going on. I want to discuss that with the listeners. Because don't think the establishment spent over $1 billion putting him into office. That's right, over $1 billion. McCain raised over 500 mil. I mean, he got, Obama just from Wall Street got four plus. It's almost five times the money that McCain got. I'm not saying vote for McCain. It's like a Don King fight. McCain was taking a dive. What do you think putting that dingbat Palin in there was meant to do? And the advisors she's got are definitely on globalist payroll, telling her to quit the governorship. That destroyed her political future. But that doesn't matter. The issue that I'm trying to cover here is that we told everybody it was essential to show him as a fraud and a liar, because they were building him up as this messianic savior. They hoped the public wouldn't get wise, but their better political brains all said that the people will get wise within a year. Their top brains now said 6 to 8 months, and they were right. And they said, we need a crisis to resell him. So what is that stage crisis going to be? I want to ask the listeners that. In other news, here in my stack, they are rehyping the flu. We're going to get into that. And they talk about the Miami Dolphins. A bunch of them have it. Perfect way to hype this is to, you know, talk about how they have it when this is a mild flu compared to other flus. Again, the question is, why are they hyping it? Well, governors and congressmen are saying, as a pretext, to have the whole government shut down during the fall so Obama can pose as the savior and ram through his anti-gun legislation, his open border legislation, his new Bank of the World legislation, handing over our sovereignty, expanding NAFTA and GATT, the North American Union, SPP. His socialized health care agenda. I want to go over some of the new versions of the bill, subsection by subsection, what's really in there. But I just wanted to mention this, and if I have time near the end of the show, I'm going to play some of these newscasts and get into it. They are now on New York TV, California TV, Texas television, reporting like it's the end of the world with my Obama Joker contest. I mean, they are with pinched faces like they're talking about a meteorite approaching the earth that will kill all life on the planet in 6 months. I mean, they are talking like the Black Plague has been released. They're talking like the end of the world has happened with grave faces about how scary it is and how frightening it is and how the public is scared and police are investigating and state attorney generals are looking at it in Florida and no one knows what to do. It's so deadly scary. These people are putting up posters with Infowars.com under Obama as the Joker and socialist and fascist. People keep saying, why do you have socialist posters? Why do you have fascist posters? Why do you have New World Order posters? Because socialism, fascism, it's all forms of command and control. Different people, it means different things. Okay, there's different definitions to it. I could spend 10 hours on it if you wanted to. The point is, it's collectivism. And the establishment fooled you with false choices of collectivism. Instead of saying, I want to be a libertarian or I want to be somebody who wants freedom, I want a constitutional republic, they confuse everybody with questions of liberal versus conservative, fascist versus socialist. But that isn't the issue. Here is the Washington Post. Flickr versus free speech. Where is their courage? Washington Post. There's a Sydney Morning Herald article talking about censorship in America, not allowed to criticize Obama, defending us. Meanwhile, here's the Hays County Free Press, freedom of hate speech. Then it says Hays County doesn't have laws against posting these Infowars.com Obama Joker posters, but we need one, and the city council is speeding through a law to ban it, and police are investigating. And then I have ABC 12, KBMT News, out of Northeast Texas, out of Tyler, Texas, and they're reporting on this like Well, I'm going to play it later if I have time. First, I want to take your calls and get into Obama's plunging approval ratings. But here's the issue. It says posters depicting President Obama as the Joker started appearing in Tyler, Texas, Friday, August 22nd. The altered picture of the president was made by a college student and has since gone worldwide via YouTube. Up to 20 posters were put on trees, signs, and windows. The only message was the image and the website address, Infowars.com. That's the online site. And it goes, Tyler police took photos and collected some of the posters as evidence. They're now investigating. So see, here's the issue. In this free country now, they don't care about $23.7 trillion stolen by foreign banks. It's hyperventilating over us, but people see the censorship as they remove the poster everywhere saying it's hate speech, even online. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 24th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $951.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $979, $489.50 for a half ounce, or $244.75 for the quarter ounce. That's $979, $489.50, and $244.75.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're going to your calls here in just a moment. I want to throw a program note out. I am consulting for and appearing in some of the TV episodes in October and November and December on True TV. A television program with Jesse Ventura, former Minnesota governor, wrestler, movie star, for those that don't know who he is. And while I was out there in Los Angeles last week taping interviews for that TV show, I got an interesting interview with Jesse Ventura. We're going to be airing that tomorrow on the weekday show, or maybe in two parts, part tomorrow, part on Tuesday. That's coming up. We also have an exclusive behind-the-scenes interview with somebody that a lot of the pollsters and political experts are saying is probably going to end up winning in Kentucky. That's Rand Paul, son of Dr. Ron Paul. How exciting is that, ladies and gentlemen, having a Ron Paul clone? That's what he is. A doppelganger, but a good doppelganger, in the U.S. Senate. We interviewed him when he was in town for a fundraiser Friday. That is going to be coming up during the week as well. So just wanted to get that out there so folks know that's coming up. And I've also got some other big guests coming up during the week. Very, very exciting information on that front. Coming up later in the next hour, I'm also going to read in its entirety, Larry Flint, of all people, has come out against the New World Order and the Democratic Party, saying both parties are controlled and Obama is a New World Order frontman. This is a huge Democratic supporter, huge in Hollywood, always trying to set up Republicans, always trying to catch them, you know, with hookers and things. He's coming out and saying he understands the left-right paradigm, that it's all controlled now. This is a big deal. This is a big deal. So I'm going to go over that. Because when Larry Flint's kind of a canary in the coal mine, when he becomes nonpartisan, when he finally gets it, and by the way, I've talked to the editor at Hustler. It's from my films, our material. Very exciting. People say, why is your stuff published in Hustler? They ask, we let them. I mean, you know, whatever audience I can get to is the point. And about 3 years ago, I found, they're like, we want to publish your articles in Hustler. And they published three of them in there. So, but the point is, Larry Flint is now completely awake to the New World Order, coming out against Obama. Look out on that front. That said, ladies and gentlemen, I want to get into the flu, big new developments there. Obama's approval rating, in case you haven't heard. Rasmussen reports the daily presidential tracking poll for Sunday shows a 27% of the nation's voters strongly approve of the way that Barack Obama is performing his role as president. 41% strongly disapprove, giving Obama a presidential approval index rating of minus 14. These figures mark the lowest approval index rating yet recorded for this president or any previous president. This is just unbelievable. I mean, he was 49 2 weeks ago in Rasmussen. Ladies and gentlemen, George Bush had a 39% when he left. I mean, this is 8 months in. All right. I know I've already said that. It's just, I kept trying to explain, though. We've got to expose that he's a New World Order front man when he had power and was strong, because he's pulling through their entire agenda of carbon taxing and global government and UN treaties and North American Union and anti-gun bills and hate speech bills and government-controlled health care, hijacking 20% of the economy. But he's still dangerous, but now we've got to point out that the other party's controlled as well. And both parties are going to continue to be unpopular as long as they continue to follow the orders of the special interests that put them in office instead of what the people want and what the Bill of Rights and Constitution states. So this isn't over. They'll just put a new puppet in, and people will find out they're bad, and then another puppet. And that's why this country's going into revolution, because people are finally getting it, no matter who they put in. I mean, previously it took years for people to find out a president was scamming them. Now they find out in 6, 7, 8 months. The jig is up, folks, in the information age. All right, let's go to calls here. I'm going to go to your calls quickly and try to get to the next person. So please have your point ready. Wyatt in Maryland, you're on the air, Wyatt.
Hey, Don Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Wait a minute. I haven't heard from you in probably 5 years. This is the guy that shot the Marines training to confiscate the guns and take over Hebron, Maryland, that's in Police State 2000, Wyatt.
Yeah, it's been a while. I listen to you all the time, but just haven't had a chance to call. I work a lot, and I'm on the road a lot. In fact, I'm on the road now. Since Congress has been on recess, their vacation, one of many, C-SPAN radio, which I was doing in my car, in my van, is constantly playing flu vaccine programming. It's either from Health and Human Services or Center for Disease Control or Dan Napolitano from Homeland Security. They're constantly on. They have this thing put down to a science, what they're going to do, how they're going to do it. And so, and they're all talking about epidemic, pandemic. They've got this thing planned. This is no secret for them. Napolitano was on the other week, and they replayed it. And what she said is, I'm talking about, we need the parents to take control of everything, make sure that they watch their children, blah, blah, blah. And then he says, and we're working along with the Department of Defense. And you know what that means? That's code for military.
Well, Wyatt, there's no code. Wyatt, there's no code about it. The Pentagon has gone to Congress and said, we want funding additional for 400,000 regular Army and Marines to patrol America to fight terrorism. I mean, this is Associated Press, The Hill, this is all mainstream news, and yes, that's the point. For listeners and new listeners that don't study how government works, we said in January that they were building mass graves, getting ready for martial law, training local emergency managers and police, that this was coming in the fall. 10 months later, I went on air, did show after show. Then we correctly said, and I'm not tooting our horn, I'm saying, because it's obvious, it's out in the open, April was just the fear-mongering, the priming, the non-event, two or three dead Americans, so people wouldn't notice how obvious it was that they were building up, making the vaccine, openly coming out with announcements about forced inoculations and army on the streets. So that was the smoke screen for them to go public. And you're right. They are gearing up. Congressmen, governors are saying what you're saying, Wyatt. This is...
Well, what I mean by code is, when Janet Napolitano was on air on the C-SPAN at her meeting, what she said was, she didn't say military, she said Department of Defense. That's what I meant by code. She's using...
Exactly.
She's not saying... Right. So that's another thing. One other thing. I'm going up to New York on 9/11. I hope a lot of people will be there. But your buddy Glenn Beck, who I can't stand, is gearing up for 9/12. That's all he talks about on his program. 9/12.
Yeah, he poses as a patriot to co-opt the liberty movement and make
it
about
the
police.
That's right. And guess who's going to be co-sponsoring with him? John Ashcroft. Amazing.
Unbelievable. Listen, Wyatt, I appreciate your call. By the way, this came out 2 weeks ago. I didn't even cover it. I saw it in my old stack. And it came out Friday and I didn't cover it. Because to me, it's passe. I already know this. Our audience knows this. We broke this 6 years ago. Now Governor Ridge of Homeland Security and John Ashcroft, the Attorney General, admit they were illegally ordered to issue fake terror alerts for political gain and the 2004 election. In fact, let's pull that up for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. I mean, of course the terrorism's used to take our freedoms and for political gain. Okay, great job, Wyatt. Great points. Mike, others, your calls are straight ahead. Stay with us after the news.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about GraphUndersafes.com, the makers of the highest quality vault doors and safes available. Graf Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door or safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security at GrafUndersafes.com. The security of your valuables is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUndersafes.com today to see the entire line of amazing products available. Graf Undersafes use only the highest quality heavy metals and cold steel locking bolts. Graf Undersafes are fire and burglar resistant, and they even come with a lifetime warranty. Protect the things you care about. Go to GrafUndersafes.com. That's GRAFFUNDER, safe.com. Or give them a call at 866-457-1801. Or click on their banner at InfoWars.com today.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
You're listening to GCS. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Thank you for joining us for this syndicated radio transmission. We also simulcast the radio show live in living color with the TV show, with the document cam, and a lot more here at PrisonPlanet.tv. You can link through at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. I'm going to go back to your calls here in just a moment. I did want to go to the Washington Post. This was from Friday, August 21st. Ridge, fellow cabinet members pushed terror alerts. Former Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge says pressure from fellow cabinet members to raise the nation's terror alert level just before the 2004 presidential election helped convince him it was time to quit working for President George W. Bush. In a new book, Ridge says that despite the urgings of former Defense Secretary Donald H. Rumsfeld and then Attorney General John Ashcroft, he objected to raising the security level, according to publicity released for the book's publisher. And see, that's a spin. Why did the owner of the World Trade Center or the leaseholder, Larry Silverstein, go on PBS right after 9/11 and say that they had controlled demolition to Building 7? Because he knew that police and firemen were speaking out about it. And see, now when it comes out, he's just like, well, I told you we blew it up. Why do you think Ari Fleischer in 2003 and 2004 both was in the AP saying, oh, yeah, we issue these all the time for political purposes? or whenever there's a scandal. He did that so he wouldn't be criminally charged down the road. That's why these guys just come out like it's no big deal. Like, yeah, I beat my wife. What's the big deal? Or, you know, it's hiding it in plain view. And that's why Ashcroft's coming out now saying, oh, I didn't like issuing fake terror alerts, and I didn't like the warrantless wiretapping that's illegal on the American people. And then as soon as they pass a congressional law making it retroactively legal, now he comes out and says he loves it. These guys know they committed all these crimes. Had nothing to do with keeping you safe. Homeland Security in 2008 issued the DHS report we broke in 2009. It wasn't Barack Obama saying gun owners and veterans are the number one terror threat. Oh, he likes it. He reissued it. No, this is unified. These political parties have the same agenda, just different ways of packaging what they're doing. They're nothing but corporate front men for this offshore corporate banking takeover. Look, I told you 5 years ago we had guests on, we had reporters about Blackwater running hit teams all over the world. Israel bragged in Haaretz and Jerusalem Post, they had hit teams in the U.S. killing U.S. citizens. It wasn't like I was breaking some big news. Now it's in AP, it's in Reuters. Unwritten CIA death contract awarded to Blackwater. Here's another one. Report, CIA hired Blackwater contractors for secret hit squad. Totally illegal, but see, they 2 months ago we told you this was coming out, and we told you they were going to lie and say, oh, it was only hit teams to kill Al-Qaeda. It wasn't illegal to kill Al-Qaeda, supposed Al-Qaeda. They're lying. When you actually read what Panetta told Congress and what's now admitted, it was killing political enemies. It was killing people in foreign governments. It was killing corporate people. Remember the Merck article in ABC News where Merck got caught in federal court, quote, hiring seek and destroy hit teams? And then they didn't say what those hit teams meant. And Merck said, oh, we mean just figuratively send hit teams to your house. Folks, every major Fortune 100 has private hit teams, okay? This is how the world works now. Why don't they kill me? Because they don't want to highlight everything I'm saying. Because we lay it all out. We know exactly how their program works. All we do is study this. Oh, my gosh. And if you think of any of this has stopped under Obama, you've got another thing coming. Okay? Wake up. We have corruption running rampant. Homeland Security and Northcom is built for you. It's built for landowners and property owners and gun owners and middle class. The big, rich offshore banks are going to sick the poor, starving underclass on you and take everything you've got. That's their playbook. You understand how this works? I hope you do. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Illinois. Mike, you're on the air.
Yeah, the question I'd like to know through YouTube to find out fellow countrymen is whether the genetically modified organisms that they're giving us, whether it's the what's gonna break the camel's back? Is it the high fructose corn syrup? That is, by the way, in 90% of everything I see in the stores, it causes male rats never to develop their testicles fully. What is it gonna be, America? Is it gonna be the flu prepared for the fall? And then they're gonna have people begging for the cancer viruses, you know, once they release the flu. And
I now have the video of during Senate hearings on geoengineering, terraforming the planet. I'm not kidding. We have the video. Eco-science author John P. Holdren, before Senator Jay Rockefeller, and Jay Rockefeller is actually worshiping him, saying, you walk on water, you are the greatest scientist, oh, we love you. And you know why? The Rockefellers, and we questioned Jay Rockefeller. He's in the upcoming film. We put cameras on him. We are changed it. He actually worships him because it is Holdren's plan that has been fully adopted as world government policy. And that is to sterilize you to the food and water. And you better believe it. When you tell people it makes the rats not have testicles, it shrivels them down to nothing. When you tell them that 50%+ of corn syrup products have high levels of mercury for no reason, it's not even in the manufacturing, it's being added. When you tell people that, they better listen to you because what you told them is a fact. In fact, put it on screen about the fructose corn syrup. Go ahead.
And let me finish. The fluoride in the water, okay?
Start over. I interrupted. You start over.
Wait.
Start over.
Okay. Well, basically, you know about the you just mentioned the modified organisms, the fructose, the corn syrup that has the mercury and causes the rats not to develop the testicles. Terrible things. I just want to find out what they think. What is it going to take? What's going to do it, America? Here, I'm reading an article here. Germans and Russians use fluoride to make prisoners stupid and docile. That, to me, sounds like America right there. And
that's in two Pulitzer Prize winning books on World War II. Absolute declassified fact. And the U.S. government said, hell, they put it in their water, we'll put it in ours.
Right.
You wonder
right.
why the men are, look, the public are like zombies. I mean, have you gone to a public event and tried to talk to people? Folks, you are under chemical attack. I know, it's insane. All the FBI guys listening, do you like it your kids are being poisoned? I'm not the... Exactly, it's insane.
And I'm upset too, Alex, because that goes into my body. I got to take a shower, okay? And that, and it, you know, it probably gets into your body.
It doesn't probably... You get as much or more of those chemicals when you take a shower or bath through your skin, biggest organ in the body, and through your lungs. You're breathing it.
One last thing. The dollar, America. Okay, they love it to fall. Well, Wall Street does. Okay, we're pushing the stocks up. Why? I have no idea.
Let me explain. When the dollar drops, it takes more dollars in the global currency to buy stocks. Stock go up. People love that illusion.
Well, here's the thing that we're worried about. It's a nice thing. They're even predicting it going down more. What if it keeps going? Okay, then all right. Well, then we're going to push the market up to a certain point. The son of a gun's going to crash. We're going to wake up and just like Jefferson said, and everyone, nobody's going to own anything anymore. It's going to be the whole world is just going to crash. I mean, after
listen,
that,
have psycho eugenicist, and I appreciate your call, Senator Jay Rockefeller. Our cameras confronted him. It's in the upcoming Obama film. I'm going to announce the name of the film, by the way, Tuesday on air. Their family, in the encyclopedia, they admit, funded all world eugenics, Hitler, everything. And whenever Holdren gets before Jay Rockefeller, Jay Rockefeller is worshiping him. I mean, he literally says, you walk on water, you're the greatest, oh, we love you. I mean, just worships him. Folks, these wicked, wicked control freaks are the sickest people on the planet you can imagine. I mean, it is a big, sick joke to them because humans are a parasite, humans are scum, and it's funny what they're doing to us. Okay, I got to take more than one call per segment. We're going to come back and take a whole bunch of your calls in the next segment. And I'm going to also get more into Obama's plunging approval rating. I mean, what is the establishment going to do when their front man, their god, their 2.0 president, their corporate scam artist, their advertising widget is crashing and burning in front of everybody? They're going to stage crises.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Can't decide what to give your friends and family this Christmas? Why not give them the most unique gift available by helping them protect their credit card numbers and personal information from thieves? There are now millions of credit cards, debit cards, and passports in circulation that contain an RFID chip. These new cards and passports make transactions a breeze, but introduce a new threat to your personal information. These cards can be read while still in your wallet or purse. So, this Christmas, give your friends and family a pack of secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold, our radio blocking, secure sleeves block the signals needed to read the RFID chip inside their new credit cards and passports, keeping their personal data safe and secure. You can buy them on the web at www.idstronghold.com. That's www.idstronghold.com. Or call toll-free 800-610-2770. 800-610-2770. Order now and get them in time for Christmas. Go to idstronghold.com today.
Hello. Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Aha! Here I come now, baby! Good to be here live. Glad that you're joining us this evening. Let's go straight back to your calls. Zandor in Illinois. Zandor, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. How are you?
Good.
Okay. I just wanted to say thank you for posting my article today. I wrote an article entitled Gun Propaganda and the Healthcare Reform Illusion. You posted it today on your site.
I'm the person that posted it a few hours ago. I thought it was a good article.
Thank you. The two previous articles that I wrote about that were about also about the healthcare reform issue, and they were reflecting my opinion that the legislators in Washington, D.C. need to read their bills before they even vote on them.
Well, that's the thing. The healthcare bill does have that the feds access your bank accounts whenever they want. It does have they surveil you. It's the same stuff in Europe. It's a carbon copy of what they have in the continent in Europe, even worse than England, almost what they have in Finland. It's got all this anti-gun where the pediatricians and the doctors won't treat you if you own guns in the house, where they ask, do you own the gun? You know, when we talk about death boards, they have the bioethics boards, and we know what those hospice panels have done. We know that they withhold care. We know that Obama has openly said, we're going to decide what care you get and what you don't. And then everybody said no to their plan, so then they tried to lie, and they say, oh, no, our plan doesn't say that. That made him lose all his credibility. You know, it's bad enough if he comes out and says, yeah, that's my plan, what's wrong with it? But to lie about it and to say that that stuff isn't in the bill. I mean, I was watching CNN last night. They just keep digging a hole deeper and deeper for themselves. It's not just Obama crashing and burning right now. It's all the media that hooks their wagon up to him. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, right. all that is in the bill. I agree. And then you'll get your congressman or your senator, and you will bring something like that up to him, and he'll go, well, no, that's not in the bill, or no, I didn't read the bill, or it was, you know, it wasn't.
Yeah, well, let me tell folks, I've not read the 5,000-6,000 pages of three versions, but I've gone through synopses written by different groups, and I've clicked on the links to go check the bill in the subsection they say, and I've spot-checked it. I've probably spent 10 hours the last 2 months, probably more on it. And it's worse than people say. And you know why? Because it gives unlimited power to the feds to do whatever they want, and it federalizes health care. It gets federal control over it. And you talk about camel's nose under the tent flap. Go ahead.
Yeah. And see, it takes people like you and your normal guy going up to these town hall meetings. They have read the bills. Their own legislators have not read these bills, or at least claim that they haven't read the bills, or lie about it.
Or a lot of them will say, yeah, I know it says your son that's got muscular dystrophy wouldn't be covered, but we're going to take that out. See,
right,
some congressman like Dingell was actually honest. But then that same day, the same question got brought up to another congressman. He said, that's not in there. It's in there, you lying. Ugh.
Right.
How do you say it?
I agree with that. I understand that. I pointed those out in articles. I try to be very nice when I write my articles.
Tell folks briefly, and then I'll move to other callers. Your article's up on screen right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Folks on the radio, it's titled Gun Propaganda and the Healthcare Reform Illusion. Tell folks briefly the sections or the areas that get into guns.
About the third or fourth paragraph down, I talk about William, who I met at the Liberty Forum in March, and I explained that, you know, one of the things he said on the interview with Chris Matthews was that his gun is for defense. Well, that's what your gun is for. It's not there showing force to these people. It's not there saying, hey, we're going to come get you. It's there saying, look, if you come after us, we're going to defend ourselves.
Absolutely. I appreciate your call. Yeah, there's all this ninnying and hyperventilating and freaking out over citizens showing up in New Hampshire and Arizona. We've had both men on. Both are listeners, of course. It's so great. Just no matter what the big news is, it's our listeners. That's because we have active, incredible, involved, informed. And they're there to break the paradigm and say, my guns aren't dirty, my guns aren't bad, so that I won't have a carpet cleaner at my house again try to call the cops on me when he sees a shotgun in a gun rack 8 years ago in Austin. That happened to me. The guy watches TV, where every TV show is based in New York City, where the cops catch you with a gun, you go to jail. These idiots on fluoride and all these drugs, they believe it's illegal. Well, we got to wear our guns openly so they understand they're not. There's only a few cities, Chicago, New York, maybe four or five others, half a dozen others, where you can't carry a firearm openly, and those city rules are being overthrown as unconstitutional. And you know why the cops supported the people in New Hampshire and in Phoenix? There are more than 15 people out there with guns, all counted now, outside an Obama event, because the cops aren't stupid. They know the real gun they got to worry about is the concealed gun. They know there's people with guns all over the place with concealed carry or carrying concealed illegally. It's illegal to carry a gun concealed under common law. That's why you need a permit to carry a gun concealed, not one to carry it open. So the government makes it the illusion that you can't own a gun or carry one by saying we'll give you a permit to have it concealed. That then sets the precedent to only have them concealed. But the issue here is we're sick of it. Every couple days I hear about some old man, it's usually an old man, cleaning his gun in his garage. It could be in Texas. It could be in Vermont. Shameful at these supposed liberty states it happens to. I see it in Virginia, and I see it, you know, in Illinois, and I see stories in Massachusetts where it happens. And it'll be man arrested for arsenal. Neighbor saw garage with 5 guns, 1,000 rounds of ammo. Called police. Man in psychiatric custody. Because, see, they can't hold him for the guns that weren't illegal. They can hold him and say, we're taking him and saying you may be mentally ill. Because some chicken-necked, domesticated, cowardly, moron neighbor, little snitch. I've got all these newscasts pouring in from across the country right now. and YouTube videos our listeners are shooting as they peacefully put up ObamaJokerInfoWars.com posters. Citizens run up, rip them down, say, I'm reporting you to police. Go get the police and bring the police. And the police go, well, everybody else hangs up posters. Then the mayor gets involved and orders the police to come after him. The police don't want to do this. You think the police want to go raid some old man for his legal guns? But they get fired, if they don't, by the dirtbag New World Order CIA police chiefs. And by the way, CIA's had most major city police chiefs under their control since the early 1960s, and that's come out in major congressional reports. In the 1970s, the Church Committee documented that. But that's coming up later, ladies and gentlemen. They are calling for me to be arrested. International Spanish TV is calling for my arrest. The Hayes County newspaper says freedom of hate speech and says I'm basically a criminal. I mean, this is just insane. But meanwhile, the Washington Post comes out and the Sydney Morning Herald and defend us and say this is our First Amendment and say it's wrong that Flickr and Facebook are banning these any images criticizing Obama, not just the Joker. And you know why the establishment, CIA run, Washington Post is coming out defending us? Because they know this blew up in their face. They know that it made everybody go crazy, go print the posters off Infowars.com, and put them up 100 times what they were going to do. The establishment is going, what is your problem, local branches? You shouldn't have censored this and given it attention. And they're like, but we hate America. We hate freedom of speech. We can't wait to be turned loose on the people. You can't let them know we're tyrants so quickly. You can't come out and do that. That only proves their point. Stand down. If you would, the more you suppress them, this poster stuff could totally cause what Alex Jones is calling the poster revolution. Stand down. Stop censoring the poster. That's why all these major outlets, the big top government-run ones, Washington Post admitted OSS since before the CIA. That's on record. Just Google Washington Post CIA Operation Mockingbird. They've got top editors. They've got stuff they're putting out directly as the mouthpiece of the Washington Post saying, do not take the posters down off the walls. Do not take them off the web. And you know why? Because they realize, ladies and gentlemen, that they are doing exactly what I planned for them to do all along. Walking right into the First Amendment trap to make tyrants act like tyrants. And you just can't help it because it's your nature. I wish you would have left them up because then I would have been proven wrong to myself. I wish this wasn't happening. I live in this country. I love freedom. I love the First Amendment. Even if somebody's attacking me, I defend their right. We're going to come right back with a full live hour coming up. With tons of your phone calls, tons of other news issues, Infowars.com. Front lines in the info war. Front lines in the fight for people's mind. There is a war on for your mind. Infowars.com, Radio Broadcasting Network. More after the news. Stay with us.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.